Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpin. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, author of Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning to you all. And it is nice to hear that one can get out of the house and actually get someplace to go, even if you can't go inside.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's actually what somebody said to me. You know, it's just being able to. It's not that I want to. It's just being able to. In other words, having some place to go.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if the high point of the day is, you know, maybe even just going to the mailbox or to the post office, which I have to do today to mail some people some things. I thought, wow, that really anchors the day for me.
Are you remaining down there for the foreseeable?
No, we're coming back in 2 weeks. We're coming back to Boston.
Right. But
there's no more places to go there than there is here.
No, somebody finally basically was, yeah, I'm going back to New York. Adios. Yeah, I'm leaving next week. Thank you all. Goodbye. So it's happening is what I'm saying.
It is happening. But, you know, one thing that also may be happening, because I see signs all over at all the restaurants around here, is that more and more restaurants are opening up right now for takeout that weren't open before. And presumably they are getting their staff and their food supplies ready for, you know, in-house dining as opposed to simply takeout. And I wonder if this is now going to, you know, drastically alter our eating, our food habits, just as having to make all your meals at home and eat them at home, I think has drastically altered our eating in the last couple of months. And what I mean by this, Jill, is something that we've talked about really a lot. You know, how, you know, obesity and all of the, you know, these associated side, you know, medical problems with obesity, to some extent, have been generated by the fact that many of us, before COVID-19, ate at least one meal out away from home, and in some cases, all our meals away from home. I mean, you know, even kids in daycare centers, you know, may not have breakfast before they're dropped off, may have a snack, lunch, and when they're picked up in the evening by their moms or dads, they may not even, they may be too tired to eat dinner at home and really, in a sense, consume all their meals at the daycare center, and this goes all the way, really, to you know, adults. And the effect of this, of course, is that when we're eating away from home, we know sort of what we're eating, but we really don't know how many, you know, calories we're eating. Many cases, the portions, of course, are too large. And oftentimes, a lot of ingredients that are high in fat are added to make the foods moist. You know, when you buy foods, for example, at a grocery store like Whole Foods, the food may have been paired at least 12 hours before you actually take it out of the container, and it may be soaked in oil or fat or mayonnaise or anything just to keep it looking moist and fresh, as it had been when it was made 12 hours earlier. So when you eat at home, you don't have to keep your foods fresh for 12 hours. You know, you eat it, put it on the table, and it's gone. You know, and you can control the kinds of ingredients that you're using. You don't have to, you know, make, you know, a dish with a lot of, you know, heavy cream or egg yolks or add melted cheese or bacon if you don't want to, because you know that these foods are very high in fat. And given the fact that we're all more sedentary than many of us would like to be at this time, we don't want to have those extra calories. And we also can make sure that our kids, who probably may never have had a vegetable pass their mouths ever after they became 14, you know, you can put a salad on the table, you put vegetables on the table, and you can see if they're eating it or not. You know, you have some idea of what your kids are eating, what you're eating, what your spouse is eating, and you have the ability to modify, maybe in a very subtle way, the nutritional quality of the meals you're putting on the table. Once we go back to the restaurants, this all may be lost. But I'm sort of hoping that, you know, these more than 2 months of enforced eating at home perhaps may have generated better eating habits, so that we're used to having a salad at dinner. You know, we're used to having things like cottage cheese or yogurt or, you know, fish, you know, certainly lower fat foods, many more beans, lentils. You know, we have the time to cook foods over a long period of time rather than throwing it on a grill or a microwave because we're home all day. Put something on the stove and let it cook.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
No, you're absolutely right. It's going to divide, I think, demographically and socioeconomically, as these things mostly do, because I'm telling you, a lot of people spent, mostly because I have kids and friends who worked as delivery people. They did a lot of ordering in, and the stuff that they were ordering in, you know, wasn't necessarily the stuff that you would be cooking and putting on the table. So you've got, you know, you still have people who need to learn how to eat, and you do have you've also developed a much more active, you know, cooking and homemaking is going to be a new.
Absolutely. If you're, you know, in the past, if somebody said to me, "Oh, you should be making, you know, like a bean soup or lentils or something," I think, "What? What am I going to spend all day, you know, at home watching my pot simmer?" But if you're home all day, you don't really have to watch it simmer. But the point is, you can plan meals that actually taste very good because they have a long, long time to cook. You know, the way the French would always cook their food, you know, with a stock pot going on the stove, and the food is nutritious. Is not very expensive because you don't have to use the most expensive ingredients because you're cooking things for a very long time. And you really are learning another way of eating. And I, in a way, I'm really sad to see this disappear as people will now go flocking to the restaurants for everything from breakfast to their, you know, to their dinner. And with all of the limitations on what is going to be provided. I assure you, these restaurants are not going to give you mixed salads and and lentils and rice dishes. They're going to be giving you foods that they can make very quickly without an enormous staff, because they may not even have enormous staff. And so you may go right back to eating the foods that are doctored up to make them look fresh and tasty with a lot of high-fat ingredients. I think we should be aware of that.
No, I think so too, because people are going to have to actually start looking at it. It's do you remember? Of course, you do. When not salad bars, but when takeout food became very prevalent at grocery stores. What I mean by takeout is
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
You'd pick up a meal, prepared food. That's what I was looking for. Prepared food.
I mean, a long, long time ago, I knew somebody who used to be a cook for one of the major grocery chains, and she said she would have to wake up in the morning at 3 a.m. to make the foods that were delivered to the store by 6, and, I mean, it was in the store by 6 o'clock, and she said, you know, sometimes people aren't eating my foods until 3 p.m., they're on their way home from work. They're picking up the foods that I made 12, 14 hours earlier. And you tell me, how do those foods stay fresh? Well, if you ever looked at the amount of oil in the bottom of those warming trays, or the amount of butter, you'll know how they stay fresh, because they're soaked in high-fat ingredients that give them the illusion of moistness, but what you're eating is just really grease. And I think people have to be aware of that, because in their own kitchens, they don't have to make foods at 3 a.m., you know, to be eating 12 hours later. And I think we really have to be aware of what we've gained, not weight, but what we've gained in our improving our eating. I'm really, Jill, I'm surprised, Jill, that you say people have eaten a lot of takeout foods, because food just isn't that good.
Yeah, it is the miracle of delivery. Welcome to America, 2012.
I guess you're right. Oh, well, we'll enjoy the freedom this coming week is going to bring.
And you, thank you very much, Dr.
Okay.
Judy Workman,
okay.
Food for
Bye-bye.
Mood.
And you can hear Judy, of course, every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio or on demand, robinhoodradio.com on demand.